This is a recording for Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis. We're picking it up from the top line on Yud Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara just got done saying you cannot be mafsik between Hashem Ani Hashem Elokichem and Emes V'Yatziv Nachon. So the question is, we're saying, okay, the way we do it is we say Hashem Elokichem Emes, right? We don't make any kind of this. So then the question is, do you go back and say Emes a second time V'Yatziv Nachon V'Kayim Yashem? Do you double the word Emes to avoid the hefsek, and then you want to repeat it when you start Emes V'Yatziv or Emes V'Emuna? So yes, the Gemara, Chozer V'Omer Emes, so Eino Chozer V'Omer Emes. Do you go back and say the word Emes, or do you not? Rabbah Omer Yochanan, Chozer V'Omer Emes. Rabbah says, name Rabbi Yochanan, you do. Rabbah says, Eino Chozer V'Omer Emes, you do not repeat it, you just keep going. Hahu de Nachas Kamei de Rabbah, there was a fellow who rested in front of Rabbah Shamei. Rabbah de Omer Emes Emes Tre Zimne. Rabbah heard that he was repeating the word Emes. He said it twice. Omer Rabbah Kol Emes Emes Tafse Lahai. So he says, if you hear the word Emes Emes, it's Tafse Lahai. It doesn't mean that he bedafka meant to repeat it, or that he's some kind of Ovid Avodah Zarah, that he thinks that there are two gods. Rather, it's just, he was fumbling in his speech. Rashi says, Riatashel Emes Tafasto Lazeh. Just the running through of the word Emes grabbed him. He tripped up. Well, we don't consider it to be a major problem. Amar Rav Yosef, Kama Ma'alya Hashmaitza. How, you know, awesome is this sugir, is this comment? The also Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Amri B'marava, Arvis, Daber El B'nai Yisrael, V'mar Taliyam Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Right, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, at Mariv, they say, Daber El B'nai Yisrael, V'mar Taliyam Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Amar Le Abaye, my Mal Yusa. What's so great about that statement? Meaning, okay, that's very exciting that that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. V'ha Amar Rav Kano, Amar Rav Lo Yaschil V'im Hischil Gomer. They say, no, what are you talking about? You're not supposed to start it. And if you started it, you can finish it. Okay, so what are we talking about over here? Let's take a look at Rashi for a second. Hashmaita. We said, what's a great Shmaita? Derav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amarav Amri B'marav. He's saying, don't read it. I actually made a mistake when I was reading it. Don't read it as the previous statement is awesome. Read it as the upcoming statement is awesome. Now, Kriya Shmashal Arva, says Rashi, Ein Korin B'Parshas Tzitzis Kula Levi She'ein Mitzvah Tzitzis B'Laila. So Rashi's saying that this Shita in the Gemara is holding, and this is the way they held in Eretz Yisrael, that you don't say Kriya Shma Shel Arvis at night. Rather, what should you do? Maschilin Osa, right? You just start it, Umafsikin Ba, and you skip most of it, the Tzitzis part, Umendalgin, you skip it, Va'omrim Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That's all you do. You don't say the entire parsha. So basically, Abaye says, I don't see what's so great about that mahalach that they have in Eretz Yisrael. He says, "My mal Yusuf, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Lo Yaschil." Rav Kana is the name of Rav. You should not say the parsha at all. You shouldn't even start it. Vim Hischil Gomer, fine. And if you said the whole thing, you can. If you said the beginning, you can say the whole thing. You don't have to. You don't have to skip. You could just say the whole thing. And better off saying nothing. So maybe you'll say, no, we just say the Vayomer Hashem Moshe, right? The Rabbi Israel Matolehem. That doesn't count as starting the parsha because you haven't really mentioned the tzitzis in Yimbah. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav. Taber Rav Bnei Yisrael lo havei aschala v'yamar toleihem havei aschala. He specifically says that if you go past those words of the Rav Bnei Yisrael and you say the words of Amar toleihem, that counts as starting the parsha. So you've officially violated what they recommended. Don't start the parsha to begin with. So Amar Rav Papa Kasav Amar Rav v'yamar toleihem nami lo havei aschala. You have to say they hold that that's not the beginning of the parsha. Ada Amri Vasulehem tzitzis until you get to the actual discussion of the Tzitzis, it doesn't count as Parshas HaTzitzis, and therefore you didn't do anything wrong, you didn't violate any of the opinions, and you still got to say that Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so it's a win-win. Amar Rabbi, Hilka Chanana Schule Maschulinon, Daha Dukam Maschulib Marava, Kevin Daschulinon, Migmar Nami Gamrinon. So Abaye comes to a very strange conclusion, which is essentially the conclusion that we have, Lahalacha, which is, okay, Hilka, therefore, since this is what they do, Anan aschule maschulina. We're going to start it. The kamaschule b'marava, because they did it in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, we're going to do it the way they did it. The kevad aschulina. But once we started it in Bavel, they hold that that's considered starting. So you're supposed to finish it. So migmar nami gamrinan. So we're going to finish the whole thing. And that's how it came out that we read the entirety of the parsha of Vayomer in our Shema, because we were sort of somech on the Shita of Marava that that's not called starting it, but then we also have the Shita of Babel that it is called starting it, so therefore we should finish it, and therefore we say this, the whole thing. Right, so if you didn't say those words, you don't have to say emes, but if you did, you do. Oh boy, lad, kuretzias mitzrayim. So yes, what are you talking about? We still need some means of discussing yetzias mitzrayim. So why not say that pasuk at the end? The amar hachi. Yeah, he said because the way they used to do it back in the day when they didn't say the third parsha, they would say this other paragraph. What was the paragraph? Modu anachnu l'cha v'lach Hashem alokeinu shel tesanu mimin eretz mitzrayim v'tisanu beis avadim v'asisalan misim ugrus al hayam. So they said this very nice pasuk, a paragraph that they invented, which is, we thank you, Hashem, for taking us out of Mitzrayim and redeeming us from slavery and making all kinds of miracles and showings of strength on the Amsuf, and we sang to you because of this. Okay, that's a very nice paragraph to say, but l'maisa, the way Abaye does it is we get to knock off starting it, according to some opinions, and then what mela we have to finish it. And that way, we are Yotzei, it's Zichiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we get to read the whole third parsha without stepping on anybody's toes. Tanya, we have the following brayse, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Bidin hu sheyaktim Shema levahayim Shema. Really, technically, we should have started Shema before Vahayim Shema, which we do. Shezel lilmo bezeh lelameid, because Shema talks about learning for oneself, and Vahayim Shema talks about ulimaritim osam esbenechem. Right, so therefore, with one is talking about learning first. So first, you have to learn, then you can teach. Right, some people they want to teach as soon as they've learned one word. They want to teach, but l'maisa you can't do that. You have to first learn, and then you can teach. Why is Vayom Shema come for Vayomer? Because Vayom Shema doesn't really talk much about doing mitzvos. It talks about learning about the mitzvos, and Vayomer talks about doing mitzvos. Right, and therefore we go in the practical order. So atu shema lilmo risbu lamed velasos leispeis. I don't understand the first paragraph. You're telling me it only has learning; it doesn't have teaching; it doesn't have doing. It's just not true. It says v'hakse vishinantam. It says also vishinantam levanecha, and it says ukshartam. You should tie on the uksavtam. It says you should tie on the tefillin and you should write mezuzas. Well, he's saying, Vahayim Shema only talks about teaching, it doesn't talk about doing mitzvahs. It's not true. You should tie on your tefillin and you should write your mezuzahs. Rather, this is what the actual meaning of the whole situation is. Bidinu shetaknim shema l'vayim shema shezeh l'lmod l'lamed v'lasos v'yim shema l'vayomer shezeh yesh ba l'lamed v'lasos. In other words, it's not about the natural order of things that first you learn, then you teach, then you do. Rather, Shema has it all. It has learning, teaching, and doing. Vayom Shema just has teaching and doing. And Vayomer just has doing, and that's why we go in that kind of order, in a descending order in terms of what's contained in there. V'tepuklei mid-Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Right? So he says, why not learn it out from Rabbi Shua ben Korcha? So where it says, Chadav od ka'omar. Right, so he says, no, it's chada v'od. Meaning, what do you mean, Rabbi Shimon Korcha? What they said in the Mishnah? Why they're in the order that they're in? So he says, no, what we meant over here was, yeah, Rabbi Shimon Korcha is obviously, the first reason, and this is an additional reason. What do you mean, chada? Number one, kadeshi kabel ol malchus shemaim tchila v'yakar kabel mitzvos. Right, first you should be mekabel the oneness of God. Then you could talk about Mimakabel the mitzvos, which is the order given, the reason given in the Mishnah for the order of the Od, Mishum Dismehani Mili Achronaisa, because it has these other things in as well. Okay, fine. Rav Meshiyade, Vakara Kriyashma, Vaanach Tfilin, Tzali. Right? So Rav, what did he do? First he washed his hands, then he said Kriyashma, then he put on Tfilin, and then he davened Shemon Esrei. How could he do this? Vatanya, don't we learn a brisa? Chofer koch lemeis baboker. Bakever, sorry. Potter mi kriyash minatfilah mikol mitzvah samuris ba Torah. Right, so this is unrelated to us, but it says if a person's in the middle of bearing a mace mitzvah, so he's potter from all other mitzvahs. Kriyashma, tfilah, tfilin. Right, these are the things that you'll have to do first thing in the morning. And then he's potter from all other mitzvahs as well. He gives man kriyishma. Once it comes to this man kriyishma, ola, as you come out of the grave, v'notel yadav, wash until it's yadayim, maniach tefillin, put on your kara kriyishma, umispal. Then say shema, then mispalo. So he says, ha gufa kasha. So he's saying, one second. I understand your question because the order of the Braisa doesn't match what Rav actually did. But first, we got to clarify the Braisa itself. Reisha Amar Potter v'Seifa Chayiv. The Reisha says, you're Potter from Zayin Shema. Then the Seifa says, oh, when the Zman comes, you should do it. So why do you have to do it if you're Potter? So, okay, hello, Kasha. That's not a problem. Seifa betray v'Reisha b'chad. So he says, the Seifa is talking about there are two people digging the grave, so you can take turns to keep digging the grave. And one guy will say Shema and Davin and put on tefillin, and one guy will wait, and then he'll wait till they'll shift. Fine. So that's not all right. Don't worry about the brisa, the pshat in the brisa. Become welcome kasha l'Rav. So he says it's still a kasha on Rav. Rav kiri shuvin karcha svil, because Rav holds like shuvin karcha. The ama o machu shemayim tchila ve'achar kachol mitzvos. He says no, because it goes back to what we were saying before. Shema involves accepting upon yourself the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and his rulership over the entire universe. Whereas Vahayim Shema and Tefillin is only a mitzvah. So therefore, Shema should come first, because you're just doing the mitzvah. You're accepting the yoke of mitzvah upon yourself as represented by the Tefillin. So, Eimar da Amar Rav Yeshua ben Korcha lahaktim kriya Shema. Kriya l'kriya, sorry. Kriya l'asiya mi shamaslay. He's saying, I don't understand. Rav Yeshua ben Korcha was talking about which partios you say in which order. That doesn't have to do with whether or not you actually do the mitzvah first or second. That's irrelevant. So he says, the su, and furthermore, me sabar like Rav Shuman Korcha, he doesn't even hold a Rav Shuman Korcha. Vahama Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi, Zimnitz again Avakayim Nakame, the Rav Omak, the Omeshi Adim Avarach, Umasni Lan Pirkin, Omanach, Tvilin Vahadar Korek Kriyashma. Many times I was in front of Rav, and he was giving the shir. So what did he do? He washed his hands first. And then he made the brachos. Then he taught us our shir, taught us the perek. Then he put on tefillin, and then he said, Shema, v'chitem, v'dolol imot tazman kriyashma. If you're going to say the reason he put on tefillin first in that case is because it wasn't yet tazman for kriyashma, M.K. Maya saduse der Chia Barashi. So what was Reb Chia Barashi testifying about? What he didn't know about the idea of tazman kriyashma, that he didn't chap why Rav did it in that order? Obviously, he was trying to teach us that this is what Rav held, not just that this is what Rav did on a given day where it wasn't really his shita. So the Gemara answers, La fugi man damar, le mishnein sarich levarech. Now, the whole reason he said it in the first place was not because of the tefillin kriyashma issue. It's because he said he washed his hands, then he made brachos. We had earlier in the Gemara that there are those who say that if you're just learning Mishnah, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah. You only say Birchas HaTorah for Tanakh. So kamash malan, daf le mishnah nami tzarech levarech. So he wanted to teach you that he has to say Krishna. We call Malcolm Kasha Lirav. So it's still a Kasha on Rav, because really he should have put on his tefillin before Krishna. Why didn't he? So my answer is Shlucha Hu De'avis. Right? He says the Shliach made a mistake. So what are we talking about over here? The Shliach made a mistake. So the Pashtus is we're referring to the fact that he didn't bring the tefillin on time. Rav sent somebody to get his tefillin, and the guy didn't bring the tefillin on time. That's how Rashi learns. I'll read you the Rashi. Shliach kilkel she'icher lahavir lo tefillin meikar. The shliach messed up. He didn't bring the tefillin at the right time. And then what happens? They giazman kriyashma, or they change the gears a little bit. But who's kak likros kedesh lo yavar azman? He wanted to say kriyashma before this man was over. Rachimati shlucha the tefillin on chinu. And then the guy finally showed up with the tefillin, so he put him on. All right, we'll hold over here.